This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Inquiring minds want to know, and that's why we are here to satiate, to satisfy your inquiring mind about what's going on in the world and what we think and what you think about what's going on in the world on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Yes, the question here is, have you ever felt so down that you wondered whether or not you would be able to bounce back? There are a lot of people who are so depressed that, and they become more depressed when they listen to all the horrible stuff.
Ah! It can definitely be depressing and anxiety-inducing.
Yep, right. So, I would suggest to you that if you really turned your head around, that you could change things. You'd be surprised how quickly you can find a way to bounce back. Let's go back. And then you get surprised how far sometimes I find myself doing this, how I go off into the weeds and start thinking about stuff. I used to do it more than I do now. I used to think it was, you know, you come up, okay, so your bank balance is $40 and you have $100 worth of bills. Do you stay up at night and worry about how you're going to pay the other $60, or do you do something about it? Or, I mean, I think if you don't do anything, you got something to worry about. But sometimes as much as attitudinal approaches to things. You know, if you're always down, you always look on the dark side of life, you will fall into that hole, that trap, that black hole. The black holes are pretty big.
Oh, yes, yeah. But there's also a difference in being depressed or being anxious versus clinical depression or
yes.
Clinical anxiety, where it's more than just changing your outlook is needed.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the story. This comes down, I guess, on the bad or ugly side of things. The Florida detective who's accused of falsifying cases, sex crimes in South Florida. The detective's name is not important. I don't think it is. Do you think make the story better?
No, this is awful. For nearly 21 years, falsifying information, wrapping up cases and not really doing the true job.
Doing anything.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So then let me think now. Well, I was talking to the fellow that runs News Nation the other day about what they do. And because there's so much negativity about police, they're trying to focus on the good police. And let's face it, there are far many more good police than there are bad police. But because of the nature, maybe this is a question. Is it our nature to be negative or to look on the dark side of life? Or is it our nature to look on the positive side? There's got to be something here that meters the good and the bad. When you think about how much attention is paid to the bad, the News Nation, not their channel, but the news of the nation is often interpreted to be bad, or at least one side is bad, the other side is good, which of course is nonsense, and that's what they're trying to address there. You hear me talking about them often because I think what they're onto something. And they'll get some support, whereas people are tired and pretty much know what's going on CNN and Fox and some of the other outfits. The focus on Trump's, CNN town meeting. There's nothing you can, it was the other night, you can look around at the coverage of this and think that it was the only thing going on in the world. That was it. Trump on CNN. Wow! What could be better than that? Or not? And this isn't something that you need to know, going back to you don't need to know about Trump and CNN, but it captures people's imagination, and the same thing is true. Do you feel like your life is better if I tell you the story about this detective who's been falsifying these cases for two decades or more, does it make a difference? No, it just kind of shows you what does go on, what people are capable of. And so for those of you who would say, ah, there he is again, negative stuff about the police. Well, this is a story.
Just this one police officer.
It has value to, you know, explain how some people think. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're law officers and sometimes they're others who are involved in these things.
Yeah. Police officers are not bad. Some people are just not good people, and they happen to be police. Everybody else. And some of these people happen to be police. Some happen to be teachers. Some happen to be nurses or doctors. Some happen to be on the radio.
Right.
And people are on the news or TV or in film or working at the grocery store down the street. It's just, it's some human beings really suck.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but there it is. So the Supremers, I call them the Supremes, the El Supremos, the focus once again on them because voters in California, Michigan, Vermont approving abortion rights amendments to their state constitutions, Kansas and Kentucky voters rejecting measures that could have led to bans. And in Wisconsin this year, the candidate favoring abortion access easily wins an election, judicial election, that was focused on that issue. So we were talking and have talked about these pills that are available, birth control. There are also abortion pill, all that stuff that's around. Imagine how much time we're spending on this and why we are spending so much time on it, talking about it. The ballot initiatives that are being placed on ballots around for the fall elections. So now this stuff's becoming more a part of excuse me.
Well, and what's going under the radar? Well, we are focusing so hard and so intently on a few topics, which are important topics, and they are very polarizing. But what else is going on that is not being addressed?
Well, here's George Santos running down the pike. He says he's not guilty. There were 13 criminal counts filed against him in federal court this week, and he said, no, I'm not guilty of any of that stuff. It's all your imagination. You're trying to get me because I'm a Republican.
He is the ultimate gaslighter.
Oh, my God. He's got, let's see here, 7 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of money laundering, 1 count of theft of public funds, 2 counts of making materially false statements in the House of Representatives. So if he gets convicted, he goes to jail for 20 years. This guy's a whack job. How does there, you know, anybody can run for an office. And apparently there is no, I've run for office here and there. Nobody gave me a test to find out whether I was sane or not. there's a lot of people that look around.
To see if you were lying. He wasn't even caught lying until he was already voted in.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's because people were not paying attention. Really, as much as anything else. So he's become the subject of a lot of controversy, late-night jokes on the TV shows. But the questions really do persist, I think, the serious questions about what this guy is all about. He ran in 2020, and he had to, when you run, you have to do a financial disclosure. And so he does it, and he fills it out, and it's a big lie. Apparently they found that out. But what I'm trying to remember is how this all got started. Who was the first person to pay attention to this guy or actually look into whether he was a locomotion or a nutbird in the beginning? Where did that start? Did somebody just because he was a Republican, the Washington Post starts looking into his background just because they want to get him?
Yeah. And where are the fact checkers in the...
Who knows what the facts are?
But the other candidates who are trying to run, don't they have team members who are looking into the opposition to see what's up, to see if there's any skeletons in the closet, to see if what they are saying is accurate, looking for anything to be used against them, a smear campaign kind of fodder?
The people who don't like Donald Trump certainly do a lot of that. That's they spend a lot of time checking all that stuff out. Now, listen. All right, here's a... this is something that's This is hard to believe. You may or may not have heard the story about this man from South Carolina who was shot 47 times during a breakdown. So he's suing the sheriff's office, saying deputies shot at him 47 times as he was having a mental health breakdown in a parked truck with a shotgun in his lap. The fellow's name is Trevor Mullinow. He survived being hit. He got 9 bullets of the 47. They're not very good shots because they fired at him 47 times and 9 of them hit and wounded him. 3 of them in his head. Sheriff's deputies started shooting after arriving on the scene, yelling at him to put his hands up. You can see this in the police dash cam video. So they did what they were supposed to start this, but then they pull out their guns and just start blasting away.
Blam, blam, blam. His hands were raised.
Well, yeah, I didn't get that.
At some point, he did raise his hands.
Yeah. I just can't see how it is that somebody that's properly trained, here we go back again to the cops good, cops bad. And so in this circumstance, the idea of being shot at 47 times, I just, you know.
Well,
who was around,
it,
by the way? Was it this guy all by himself on a back road, or were there other people around that could have been shot by these same bullets?
Oh, that's a valid question, too. Mm-hmm. Well, and when it comes to a situation like this where there are multiple police officers around, I would also think that whether or not they are, you can take out the good cop, bad cop situation, it can become reactive versus responsive. If somebody mm-hmm. hears a bullet, if one officer does fire prematurely or something, you hear the gunfire, I would think that it would be very reactive to fire as well because you don't know where that fire came from.
How old is this kid? Not very old, is he? I think he's a kid. I'm trying to find in any of the stories about this how old
yeah.
he is. I don't see that. But at any rate, still, they handcuff this guy. He's got 3 bullet holes in his head, and they're handcuffing him. Hello? Huh? What planet are you from? So there's a little more food for thought here, boys and girls. From Good Day, it's 18 after the hour.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
3 everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dun, dun. 23 after the hour. Good day. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is at my side. Well, she sounds like she's at my side, but she's actually 850 miles away from me. But doesn't sound like she's 850 miles away from me, right? She sounds like she's right here.
Right there.
Masters of modern technology. Or how do we know that you're not an AI person? You're not really Jay, but you're a voice in the wilderness that comes through and and adds to the program. That's
all
really
just a dream. It's somebody else's dream. It's not even our own.
Dream, just a dream, just a dream. All right, let's get to some of the comments from those of you who are paying close attention to what's on our social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. You can also reach us, as some folks have. We'll have some callers, some thoughts, some audio, and a couple of minutes. 855-999-DOUG. So, we just wish you a good morning. Good morning, friends. That's like going into the eighth grade. Good morning, teacher.
Good morning.
Good morning, students. So, a lot of people just want to say hello and good morning and good day. And included among that group is Birch Willard. Top of the morning to you, sir. And Annie and Carrie and Greg and Julie Cap. That's a great, I like that name. Hi, Julie. Good morning to you, Sue. Good morning, Margaret. Everybody's saying good morning. That's nice. Nice to have that as a friendly bill of fare when you go to Facebook. But what I saw first was a note from Keith, who's upset with me because he wants me, he reached out, I want to talk to you. You said Trump said it was okay to rape women. Show me. Tell me. I want to know where he said that. Well, there's an interpretive mode to that conversation. Go back to the Billy Bush fiasco when Trump was running for president, and there was there were a couple of things that came out of that conversation, which was about what to do with women and how powerful men. I believe that Trump was quoted by Billy Bush, and Billy Bush is the one who got fired, not because he just quoted what Trump said. Am I correct? Am I on safe ground so far, Jay?
Yeah, Trump fully said it was audio. They were mic'd up for an Access Hollywood situation, and they were coming up on, I can't remember who they were coming up to, but they're looking out the window, and you can tell, because Trump is like, oh, she's beautiful, or wow, blah, blah, blah. And then he said, I need to pop some Tic Tacs. I might start kissing her. It's like a magnet or something like that, where he sees an attractive woman, and he doesn't even wait. He might just start kissing her, and then he says along the lines of, you can grab them by the ha-ha. They'll let you do it when you're powerful. They'll let you do it.
They, who would they be, one would wonder?
The woman.
Mm-hmm. But was there anything, was the word rape used? Because that has been
rape was not used, no, but it was...
But I can do anything I want. It just wasn't specifically about rape. Right.
Almost like acknowledging something he's done, but he didn't actually do it. And again, mm-hmm. it could be one of those vernaculars where some people just say things or make crude jokes.
Right. Yeah. They think it's
But it was
funny.
Very, very, very crass, very vulgar. Yes. And yet, Billy Bush was the one who was let
Got
go when that video surfaced.
Yep.
That audio
All right,
surfaced.
So we've also been asking you this week, because Mother's Day is on Sunday, the Mother's Day match game, where you can ask your mother 4, 5, 6 basic questions, like favorite song, favorite food, movie, kind of car, that sort of thing, and then you guess what the answer is. And we've also asked you to provide us with some of your favorite memories of your mom from your childhood. And here's one. Here's a lady who would drive up to the baseball field every day, about 10 of us jumped in the station wagon for a ride home. That would be kind of fun, remembering that, right? Getting dressed up to attend a dinner dance with my father at the Air Force Officers Club, remembering that. So remember, share some of the memories. It's kind of cool to see them. Other people are enjoying reading them as well. This is Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Many are worried what's going to happen to American sovereignty when Title 42 ends at 1 minute before midnight tonight. Jonathan Lyons on Fox News this morning is the Yuma County Supervisor in Arizona. He describes what he sees.
There's been a lot of crying children, as you can imagine. I'm sure that they've had long journeys, and they are expediting the processing of the family units. But here it seems as if people are coming across in a respectful manner, lining up as they are processed and their pictures are taken. And they are loading up into buses.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will hold a press briefing in Washington this afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern. Later this afternoon, President Biden will talk about his claim of historic conservation actions that have been enacted by the Biden-Harris administration. The celebration speech will be from the Rose Garden. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
The call of the day is to me. Doug Steffen at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. The Good Day program.
Hooray!
We're early on that one, yeah. Actually, we're in the first third of the month, the merry, merry month of May, on the Good Day program. Welcome in Jake Kirshner with the Dugger, Doug Steffen on Good Day, with a thought that appeared in a photo that showed up. We're into social media, so I'm just looking at a couple of different pages as the profiles that I have my own Facebook page, Facebook.com/Doug Steffen. There's the Good Day Facebook page, and then there's my farm, Eastleigh Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. Somebody sent me this note, and the teacher that was responsible for getting the note shared this on her Facebook page, and I think that's because I think I'm seeing it because we're friends on Facebook. The note reads, can you give my bonus points to whoever scores the lowest? This was a student's generous offer to give test points to a classmate who had a low score, which
That's
I thought was
kind.
Isn't that sweet? Yeah, that is very kind. Yeah,
not how it works in the grading period, but what a sweetheart.
No. Yeah, so think about that when you think about giving or sharing today. Think about that person and the way he or she—I don't know if it was a girl or a boy—thought it would be cool to share what they had with somebody else. You'll hear that, I'm sure, recounted on our Good Day Show download. We have lots of things every day that we're talking about, and the highlights of them are prepared nicely, edited by Jay, and then put up on our gooddayshow.com website. And you can also get the download. The most recent one, focusing on breast cancer screenings, that was a whole big thing earlier in the week. Also, the critical race theory conversation, investing in social media. We discuss all kinds of things. Warren Eckstein from our pet show every weekend you should listen to his program because he always has such great insight into how your pets work. How is it that your relationship with your pet works? That sort of thing. So all of that at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Hooray, hooray. All right, now we have people who share with us not only social media stuff, we were talking about some of the things that were there. We also have people calling us at 855-999-DOUG, which is fair game. Happy to have you if you really have something that's important on your mind, you want to share it. The other day I was talking about Michelle Obama and how I thought she might make an interesting candidate for president. And here was one reaction to that conversation from one listener.
Michael LaVon Robinson. Michael spelled commonly, LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson, was a guy who became a woman known as Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is actually Michael LaVon Robinson, a football player for Oregon State University in 1978. Michael LaVon, LaVaughn Robinson is actually Michelle Obama. Now, I know you said you like Michelle for all the reasons and all of the things she does. She's actually a guy, Doug.
That makes me think of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, where they're like, Einhorn's a man.
Okay. Should I believe that?
That is such a reach. That is such a reach.
Well, she obviously believes it,
mm-hmm.
right? Michelle Obama is a man.
A former football player.
Yep. Well, people used to talk about her always being in shape. She was in better shape than her husband. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. I'm giving no credence to it one way or another. I'm just passing along a listener's thoughts. That's it. Passing along. See what people think, how they react to that stuff. It's helpful to hear how the other side thinks. Okay, so now as long as we're doing audio, yesterday or the day before, I don't know, earlier this week, at some point, I referred to Liz Cheney and her new anti-Trump ad. Liz is not on the Trump bandwagon, not a fan, and so she's put her talents to use in the following advertisement that's airing in states where there are early primaries.
Donald Trump is the only president in American history who has refused to guarantee the peaceful transfer of power.
Joe Biden,
he lost the election and he knew it.
To become the president.
He betrayed millions of Americans by telling them the election was stolen.
Stop the steal.
He ignored the rulings of dozens of courts. Rather than accept his defeat, he mobilized a mob to come to Washington and march on the Capitol. Then he watched on television while the mob attacked law enforcement, invaded the Capitol, and hunted the vice president. He refused for 3 hours to tell the mob to leave. There has never been a greater dereliction of duty by any president. Trump was warned repeatedly that his plans for January 6th were illegal. He didn't care, and today he celebrates those who attacked our Capitol. Donald Trump has proven he is unfit for office. Donald Trump is a risk America can never take again.
Wow, that's, I haven't heard that before. That's pretty powerful. She's got a lot of chutzpah, right? But then there are those, there are a lot of people cheering her on. There are a number of Republican figures who have gone to bat for Liz, or they've gone after Trump after the abuse verdict. And then, the, you know, so the more prominent the Republicans, the more people say, ah, okay. But is it about the party, or is it just about, I think people who may not even be, declare themselves as Republicans, if maybe there's a party here that maybe we should just start the Trump party. Right? Clean up the Republican party, clean up the Democratic party, and let's have the Trump party. Right? Instead of, so all these, Republicans are grousing about it. I don't think Trump needs a party, frankly. Do you?
No, he's very organized in and of himself. There are Republicans that love him. There are Republicans that will not vote for him. There are Democrats that would actually vote for him over whoever their party member is. And there are a lot who are like, absolutely not.
Yeah, well, so I'm thinking the way to fix all of this stuff, if you're really serious about Trump, start a new party. Start the Trump party. Wouldn't be the first time that's happened. A party started around one particular idea or one particular person. So the Trump party, that solves it for the Republicans. Yep. Then Asa Hutchinson and whoever else wants to run for president, they can run against Trump. Chris, what's his face? The governor, former governor of New Jersey. He's no fan of Trump's. Makes it clear, right? And there are other, not just the abuse stuff, but all the other things that have come up that Trump continues to, he's pretty amazing. There's, if nothing else, Trump is an amazing human being. He really is. The staying power that he has, the ability to capture people's imagination the way that he has, to be the focal point of so much conversation, like even on this program, which is not like most of the other programs that are on the stations that carry us, that are all about politics. We aren't, but yet I spend more time than I really want to talking about Trump because there's so many people talking about him. And so, but let's make a, okay, start a new party. The Trump party. You can call it the MAGA, GAMAGA, GAMAGAGA, MAGAGA party.
I was going to say, what was the one, the MAGAGA?
MAGAGA. Let's call it the MAGAGA party. Yay for the MAGAGAs. A lot of oxygen taken out of the room with all of that stuff, even though there were a lot of other things. For example, here's the latest on this 8-year-old who is missing for a couple of days in Michigan in a state park. He was found safe. He hid under a log. How about that? He disappeared during a family camping trip. Authorities located this second grader named Nate Nimi under a log. He'd gone under the log for shelter in the Porcupine Mountain Wilderness State Park. That doesn't sound like a good place to be all by yourself if you're 8 years old.
Having the wherewithal to have such survival skills, whether he knew ahead of time or didn't. But, good for him. He is a survivor.
Yep. The lieutenant who found him said the boy told the police he covered up with branches and leaves for warmth. He blanketed the log that he was under. He didn't have any food. But he ate what was around. I guess it was up on a mountain, so there was still some snow there, and he had some of that, so he kept himself hydrated. But the presence of mind of an 8-year-old to figure that out, God bless him. Good for him. It was on this trip. His mother, Jessica Bruger, I think is her name, said it was the first time that they went on a trip like this. 150 people were looking for him. Canine dogs were out looking for him. And anyway, he seemed perfectly fine. It does give you a cause to think. Sometimes children are so overprotected. At some point, and maybe by the time you're 8, when I was 8, I was on my own. I had jobs and I was at the farm most of the time. Not that I'm not beating my chest. Oh, Doug, he's so great because by 8. That's not the story I'm telling. What I'm saying, I'm just saying that that everybody's different, and we tend to hold people and I hesitate to do this, but I think I'll go back to Trump for a second. You know, the people who don't like him because he is who he is, because of the same actions and antics, people love him. So there are some people who love him because of his antics and some people who don't like him at all because of his antics.
Mm-hmm. Some find it refreshing, a nice break in what is otherwise typical politics, and then other people find it appalling and repelling.
Yep. Here's another story similar to the one we were just talking about. This is a teenager who was rescued chest deep in snow up in Glacier National Park. Remember, this is still the people that we have. I saw this on the website of one of the stations that carries the program. This youngster was missing for 3 days. 19-year-old Matthew Reed was found. Two rescuers saw a thermal heat signature in a heavily forested area that was still not knee-deep, but the chest-deep, obviously, in snow. Snow hasn't melted up on the high mountains of places like Glacier National Park. So anyway, he was found somewhat responsive. Imagine being stuck in a snowdrift for, a couple of days? They had to hoist him out once they found him. But it was the heat, you see in the movies, the heat detector that actually found him. And I guess he's okay in the hospital in stable condition now.
He is so fortunate to survive. He slipped and then went into some drainage area.
Yeah. Well, you literally, ice and snow, you're going to slip in those circumstances. Sometimes there's special shoes you can wear when you go hiking like that. But good news is that he's A-okay. It's 48 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Three past the hour now. This is the Good Day Health program, or part of the program, in which we focus on the expertise of Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Always can get in touch with Ken, as I do every year for my physical there. Help yourself to his expertise. Call the office, 352-735-1400, for excellent, if not exquisite, care. The courtesy, the kindness that Ken exhibits is something that's very rare these days in medicine. So take your time and get to him and get your questions answered. 352-735-1400. And to speak to questions that we have here, calling 855-999-3684, produce this question.
Hey, Dr. Ken, this is Ron in Deltona. I was 6 months ago diagnosed with carotid blockage on both sides. My regular doctor put me on Atorvastatin and, of course, the low-fat cholesterol diet. And I'm wondering if the CBD seems to be the only thing Dr. Google recommended, the CBD gummies. Is there any efficacy in that, or is that all hype to sell product? Let me know if there's anything available to actually reduce the blockage. I have no stenosis, a significant stenosis. I'm 73 male. Thank you, Dr. Ken. Bye.
Sure. So we're talking now about minimizing the development of plaque in the carotid arteries. Strokes occur when that pipe from the heart to the brain becomes 70% or more blocked. That's the cause of 70% of strokes. The other 30% of strokes occur when clots formed in the heart, usually from atrial fibrillation, are propelled to the brain and clog that pipe. So in order to lower the risk of that pipe getting clogged, which is what the questioner is asking, it's the same things you do to lower the risk of the pipes to the heart getting clogged. So he was on atorvastatin, which is generic Lipitor, a very good statin for lowering cholesterol. You want that LDL very low. I like people's LDL when they're plaquing in their heart under 60, and even lower. You can't go too low. European Society of Cardiology is recommending under 55 in that subgroup. So blood pressure, blood sugar, weight, all of these things. Don't smoke. Limit the alcohol. After the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program. Limit the stress. Unfortunately, there's no Drano to get rid of this, but doing all of these things keeps it under control. We usually recommend a carotid ultrasound either every 6 or 12 months, depending on how severe the blockage is. And with regards to the CBD oil for lowering the risk of stroke, I would at this point save my money.
All right. There's Ken answering your questions. Help yourself. 855-999-3684. There's a question as sort of a follow-up to a conversation we were having on mRNA, the COVID vaccines that seem to be the most significant the first time around. There seems to be some new information, and you were asked to give us some more clarity when it comes to understanding whether, I guess, even you should get any more shots or not.
Sure. There's a lot of excitement in the medical world about this new technology, this mRNA technology, again, developed at the University of Pennsylvania, where I was a medical student, and especially commercialized well at Moderna and Pfizer. And just about any infectious disease we have is a potential candidate to being solved by this mRNA technology. Also, mRNA vaccines for cancer, hugely beneficial in the future. mRNA treatment dug for food and environmental allergies, for genetic diseases, cystic fibrosis, sickle cell anemia, also for heart attacks and stroke. This is going to help get the cholesterol down through this technology. Also for heart failure, getting rid of the congestion in the muscle with this mRNA technology, and also for neurodevelopmental disorders. So there's huge hope in many different areas of medicine with this new mRNA technology.
Catch Dr. Ken and some of the advice that you may not have heard with our podcast, Good Day Health Podcast. The most recent one focuses on what doctors are saying about their careers. Find that out and many other items of interest. This is all free, available free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So that's the story. Keep your questions for Dr. Ken coming at 855-99-3684. 59 past the hour now on Good Day Health.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.